I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Christians in Iraq are in the pinch grip between the Sunni government and the Shiite militia. But a recent accord basically leaves the Shia in charge of security in the Nineveh Plains, and it's a move that raised alarm in the Christian community, says Samuel of Redemptive Stories. Most of the recent violence relates to the classic guilty by association scenarios that often play out.
Christians are very connected in the mindset of most Arabs with America and American politics. So they view the evangelical church as a sister to America.
Christians often take the backlash on policy issues. Samuel urges us to pray through the news while also recognizing the nuances of the East-West conflict.
It'll help us to speak into the lives of our other Christian brothers and sisters so that they can have a better understanding of what this situation is about.
And FMI is continuing its church planting expansion work in Indonesia. Last year, FMI established multiple leadership teams on different islands, and these teams mentor and guide their own set of church planters on their island. But with growth comes increased expense. Bruce Allen with FMI tells us,
there are guys in seminary even now that are saying, hey, we want to be mobilized to share the gospel with our own countrymen. We just need some help in doing it, especially as we go out into the very rural areas. And that's where FMI really stands alongside of these guys to help them in their early years of church planting.
For the monthly cost of a daily latte, you can help support one of these church planters. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. The deaf are one of the largest unreached people groups in the world. This month, Deaf Bible Society offers a special guide to advocate bringing the gospel to the deaf in their unique sign languages. And they're inviting you to make an eternal difference. Just look for the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.